You know, it's fascinating how the future of practical, home-capable humanoid robots isn't really about building fancier hardware. It's so much more about the systematic collection of real-world human demonstration data.
Absolutely. And that makes sense when you think about it. Traditional robotic programming relies on rigid, predefined code, which completely falls apart the moment you step into an unpredictable environment.
Exactly. That's why robotics companies are making a major pivot toward imitation learning. Instead of hard-coding every move, they're training AI by recording skilled humans actually performing complex tasks in authentic, cluttered residential settings.
Right, and the core strategy here is pretty ingenious. They're equipping professional demonstrators with chest-mounted cameras to capture high-fidelity video of everyday activities from a first-person perspective.
What I love about this approach is that they're deliberately gathering this footage in real, varied home kitchens rather than sterile laboratories. They want to document the actual environmental chaos, irregular counter heights, inconsistent lighting, and all those obstructed workspaces we deal with daily.
Once that footage is captured, it's meticulously processed and labeled, then fed into neural networks. This is what actually teaches the robots physics, spatial awareness, and that crucial fine motor control.
The whole training pipeline follows such a logical progression, too. Human demonstration gets converted into AI models, rigorously tested in simulations, and only then deployed onto the physical robots.
And we have to be realistic here. These machines will initially fail at those tasks. But through iterative refinement and millions of data points, they gradually improve until they achieve reliable execution.
It's an exciting process, but there are three critical challenges that really define this training approach.
The first is generalization. Robots can't just memorize one optimized setup. They need to adapt to an almost infinite number of environmental variables.
And then there's fine motor control. Tasks like dicing vegetables, cracking eggs without making a mess, or applying just the right cutting pressure require a level of dexterity that's exceptionally difficult to program manually.
Which leads to the third challenge, safety. The training data has to explicitly teach robots how to handle sharp tools, manage heat sources, and navigate around humans without causing any harm.
It's wild to think that while major industry players like Tesla, Figure, and 1X are competing on hardware engineering, the true competitive differentiator is actually software and data quality.
Precisely. The sector is currently in an intensive data acquisition phase, using highly creative collection methods to gather the ground truth required for embodied AI.
And that's the key distinction, right? Large language models can generate text or spit out recipes, but they completely lack the physical understanding necessary for real-world manipulation.
Exactly. Only massive, diverse demonstration data sets can bridge that gap between digital knowledge and physical action.
So the critical takeaway here is that the transition from industrial automation to domestic robotics is being driven by this unglamorous, data-intensive groundwork.
Real-world human demonstration remains the most viable path to teaching machines how to navigate the unpredictable reality of human environments.
I really believe the era of general-purpose home robots is already underway, and its success will truly hinge on scaling high-quality, diverse demonstration data to train systems that can safely and adaptively handle our everyday tasks.